Welcome to another episode of Twat Talk Radio. I'm your host today, Living Dead.
Now with my cable, I'm able to get...
Today, I'm going to be talking about Wake on LAN. According to Wikipedia, Wake on LAN was developed by IBM in 1997, and then other companies such as Intel went and implemented it into their hardware also. But before I get into how to use it, let me explain what it is. Wake on LAN is basically a system that you can allow your computer to wake up via a packet sent through LAN. This packet is a special packet known as the Magic Packet, and is a broadcast packet. For those of you wanting to know exactly what it includes, the actual packet begins with 6 octets of 255, which represented as hex would be FF, with a total of 12 Fs. Then after that, you have the computer's MAC address of that network interface card that is supported by Wake on LAN and is enabled 16 times. Once this packet is created, it's sent usually over UDP on port either 7 or 9 to the broadcast address of the network, which will send it out to all the computers on the network, and the one that has that MAC address will, if enabled, start up. So, now, how do you know if your computer has Wake on LAN? One way to know is just to look at the box or the specs of it. It might be listed on there. Or you can try going to your BIOS, which it will usually be located under the power management options. Though you may have to look around a little bit because it possibly won't be in there. Pretty much anything using an Enforce chipset will have it in the past 5 years or so, and most major motherboards will have it. From the BIOS, you're going to have to turn it on and enter whatever settings it has. On mine, I just have to turn it on. There could be a password possibly on there, and maybe a port selection, I don't know, because there are multiple ports. It may just be a thing hardwired into the motherboard itself. But if your motherboard that has an internal NIC doesn't come with it, there are alternatives. The motherboard itself may support it by having a special 3-pin adapter on there that powers the network card. You'll have to go and buy a third-party network card. I really don't know anyone to recommend right now because I haven't had to deal with buying a third-party one, but it should be listed on the box or the website of the manufacturer if it supports Wake on LAN. Once you install this card, you have to plug in the little 3-pin cable to the card in the computer, which will allow the computer to start up. I was hoping to have some software to give out, but unfortunately it's been a little bit harder than I thought to write this program, so I won't have my command line program out there to create and send these Wake on LAN packets. Although there are many other ways to do it. I mean, there are a bunch of Perl scripts out there. There's some PHP ones, some Java ones that are web-based, there's C# ones, pretty much any language has them. I'll post a link to the Wikipedia article, which has some more links in there, to Wake on LAN packet generators for different platforms. They have Mac OS X, Windows, and Linux. And as soon as my program is done, I'll have it posted on my site, which you can find in the host section of the Twat Tech website. But now, on to some practical uses. If you're like me, I have a number of computers in my room, and I can't sleep with them all on, because they all create too much noise except for the one I keep in my closet. I keep this on 24/7, so it's the perfect candidate for something. You want something pretty much that's low power, so you're not using a lot of power. I mean, even the routers usually can do it if you have like a WRT router running Linux. But any computer that's running 24/7 pretty much should do it. In the morning, I turn on my computer so I can go check my email and /dot a few other things. And it's a pain because I have to get out of bed, turn it on, and then could take my shower. But using a little bit of cron tabbing and program, you can create a Wake on LAN packet and send them out to all your computers you want to start it up. So by the time you get out of the shower, do whatever you want to do in the morning, your computers are on and ready to go. If you're interested in this and don't know how to use cron tab, I suggest you go and look at Droops' twat on it, or look at the man page. Both would be pretty useful and explain pretty quickly on how to set up a cron job for whatever task you may want to use. The only problem is you'll have to use a command line driven program to do this, whether you want it to be Perl written, PHP, some other scripting language, or just a normal executable. It's up to you, really. I don't really have a preference. Pretty much anything that works will do the same job as any other. But out of ease, it may be nice just to have a Perl script or the PHP script. Both are posted on the Wikipedia article, which will be in my show notes. Just make sure that this works before you go and set up the cron tab, because it may not work in there, and then you won't have your computers on. And if you have any more questions, feel free to email me at liveanddead@gmail.com, and just wait for my program to be out. It should be out pretty soon.